got me sitting in the back corner, 'cause I'm feeling kinda different when I'm picturing us kissing in your marble counter kitchen in the fourth quarter of those finals that we're missing. 'Cause I'm sitting in the corner wishing. And your boyfriend's living seven borders away, and I know you say there's no way, but I'm picturing us kissing in your marble counter kitchen in the fourth quarter of those finals that we're missing. 'Cause I'm sitting in the corner wishing. But she's just looking for a best friend.
Welcome back to the Movie Draft House. I'm your host, Mark. I'm joined by co-host Jeff.
Good evening, Mr. Mark, sir. Or morning.
Good evening. It's evening. We can say that.
Clues people into when we're recording.
Ooh. A little behind the scenes action.
Peek underneath the skirt.
I like it. Hey, but you can look, but don't touch. Anyways, before we get into what we watched this week, got to plug some music. And this month, during the month of November 2023, we give thanks.
Oh, that's right.
Because it's Thanksgiving, you jack-o'-lanterns.
Wow. That's
jackalopes.
No. You turkeys?
There we go. Thank you. Thank you for saving me once again. We give thanks to the Canadian alt-pop band's group project with their song MCK. That's an abbreviation.
Yeah,
I learned that last week.
Yes. I'm proud of
anyways,
you.
Anyways, thank you. Hit the show notes for all the links to their social media. They're doing big things. Huge shout out to them. Jeff, what do you think of the band?
Loving it. Love the song. I haven't explored the rest of their catalog just yet, but the song is quite dope.
Good. Good. Thank you for... I'm just going to say thank you this entire episode because it's Thanksgiving. Anyways,
let's
be sure to hit the show
thing.
Notes. That's we're not. Hit the show notes for all their links. They're doing big things. We appreciate them. Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, what do we watch this week?
Well, I have to give a hand to you at this point because you selected Jingle All the Way, which is about not really Black Friday. It takes place on Christmas Eve, but it relates pretty well with Black Friday, which if you're listening to this on the day it comes out is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So well done, Mark.
Thank you.
This month we're doing movies about toys, and this toy is called Turbo Man, and it's Jingle All the Way, and it's starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, Phil Hartman, Rita Wilson, Jake Lloyd, Jim Belushi, and over there in the wrestler's corner, it's Paul White, a.k.a. Big Show, a.k.a.
Big
Giant.
It also
and he plays Huge Santa.
Huge Santa. Also, big shout out to Robert Conrad, R.I.P. He played Officer Hummel in a reoccurring bit throughout the film.
I watched his character, and I imagine this is what Mark's life is like in the field.
Every day. It's just me and my motorcycle getting knocked over, my hands getting burned, I'm getting blown up by bombs.
I thought it's much.
Anyway, Jeff, what is your history with Jingle All the Way?
I
came out in 1996, so
until the recent past, actually. I've seen it once before, and I think I was just relaxing. My buddy Jason loves this movie, and he's like, he talked about it all the time, and I think I just was like, saw it, and I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot. I like Arnie. I like Sinbad. Phil Hartman's a legend. I'll give it a go. And I was fine. I was like, yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's exactly what you expect from a 90s Christmas film. And that's my
starring
history.
One of the biggest action stars of all time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Arnold is on the Mount Rushmore of action stars.
So, it doesn't sound like you particularly enjoyed this one.
The first time. I haven't talked about my second go-around.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, my history with this is that it's a holiday staple in my house. We watch it every year. This year we're gonna double up because
you already watched it once.
But it's just one of those, just, you know, kind of just whimsical, and I mean it's not really whimsical, but it's dopey. It's what you would expect from a 90s action-esque holiday film, right? I mean, you check all the boxes for a holiday film here. You got World's Worst Dad, check. Times two, check. You got a mad rush to get a present on Christmas Eve, check. You've got all the things going on in the house, the cookies baking, you know, presents around the tree. You got the decorations on the house. You got a real fucking reindeer in this film. So we got all those checked, those boxes checked. And then, kind of like the star on the tree, you've got Arnold Schwarzenegger doing his Arnold Schwarzeneggering all over this film. And it, like, having what I would assume was a pretty fun time filming this movie.
So you love it.
It is a staple in my house. I think it is a classic holiday film.
And being that you have watched it every year, I imagine your opinion has not changed as of this most recent viewing.
I mean, no. I mean, I can talk about it with a critical lens, but...
No, I just following up.
No. My stance on this movie hasn't changed. It is... there's a lot of problems with the actual movie, but...
Like what? I want you to get into those. Let's start with the problem.
I mean, the main problem is Schwarzenegger's character, right? He's easy to root for because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he does all the things he does throughout this film, and him and Sinbad are, like, equally as terrible.
Yeah, they're bad guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fathers and bad guys.
I mean, all the men in this movie are terrible people.
Yeah.
There's not a good one in the bunch that I could find.
Yeah. I mean, the police officer is a bit dutsy. I wouldn't call him a bad person.
Well, he's kind of an asshole, you know?
Yeah.
I just, like, watching it, you know, this time, you know, trying to take the Christmassy out of it, because, you know, every year I watch it, and I'm just in the Christmas spirit, so I'm watching this movie for that reason. But here, you know, I can be objective about it. I can say, hey, this isn't really a great film. There's a lot of problems with the characters in this movie. Sinbad is pretty. I
should
mean,
be in jail.
Yeah,
in this movie, like big time jail.
He's a full on villain in this movie.
Well, he did the bomb scare thing the first time, and that's bad enough.
I know, he choked out the lady in front of the toy store. He grabbed the old lady by the neck, and he's like choking around. And everybody's just standing there watching him. And the lady's like, and he's like, oh, I got caught up with my storytelling. Like, what? And everybody's just like, oh, this is the mailman.
Just the mailman.
The characters. I enjoy Phil Hartman's performance.
He's
very charismatic. Yeah,
I love the whole running gag about how much maybe they're divorcees or what, but all the tail he gets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. And he's a very plain looking man, right?
But he's so funny. It's like it makes it better, right? Like if it were Fabio, it wouldn't be that funny. But because Phil Hartman, and he's really kind of basically a Ned Flanders type character, at least in what he portrays, it's so great. And when he's in the house eating, don't put the cookie down, Don't eat my wife's cookie. Like, I love Phil Hartman in
let me talk to my wife. Put my wife on the phone.
And he's like, oh, she's taking a shower. Do you want me to go get her?
No. Nine. Yeah. I think anytime Phil Hartman was on screen in this movie, I was being entertained thoroughly. I think he smashes this role. I love the introduction where everybody's like, I brought you this casserole to thank you for
right in the middle of this performance.
Door. Yeah, like at Rita Wilson's here, she knows what's happening, like yeah. when she sees that. And I like his whole thing of mooching in on her. The whole character and arc is just awesome.
And the way that Schwarzenegger's character is written, and he's an absentee dad because he's a successful furniture salesman.
You're my number one customer.
And it's just like he's an absentee dad.
The 90s.
Yeah, it is the 90s. Any 90s you're right.
Movie, Hook, yep. Elf, all of that yeah. shit is about the absentee father who doesn't spend time with their kids.
But like, the whole premise of this film is because he's an absentee dad and Jake Lloyd, who's equally as terrible in this film as he is in every other
film.
Let's
not shit on the kid. He's a poor kid. He's had enough. he does a kid actor job. Like,
yeah,
what
sure.
Most
this is,
kid
this
acting
is,
the, does. Not
in everyone this film, he's,
can be.
He's better.
Fucking, what's his name? Haley Joel Osment.
But like, so the whole premise of the film is Schwarzenegger misses the kid's karate performance and where he gets his whatever belt, and he doesn't even show up on time. Like the janitor's like sweeping up.
It's
not like he got there at the last
minute.
Hilarious to
me. There'd be a point where I'm driving where I'd be like, like there.
I'm not even gonna make it. I'm just not even gonna go there.
I'm just gonna go home, and they'll be there. But instead, he goes out drinking or something. I don't know. He gets home late.
Right. And he goes up to the kid's room, and I like about these 90s films is that there's so much stuff now, like if that would be done now, you wouldn't be able to do it because whatever, like, here it would be Disney, but, owns all the stuff on the wall, and you can't show Captain America on the wall, and you can't show Wolverine action figures and all that. But like here in this movie, this kid has like all this cool stuff on his wall. But Schwarzenegger sits down with him and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'll make it up to you. How can I make it up to you? And the kid's like, oh, I want a Turbo Man doll. And he's like, oh, you're going to get that Turbo Man.
No problem.
And they have this reconciliation moment. And then he tucks the kid in, and then he goes into his like bedroom and he's like, honey, we were bonding over this toy. And it's like, bro, what? Your kid hates you because you don't do anything.
And you're trying to buy his love back. And then his wife's like, tell me you got the toy. He's like, he lies to her. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
And then he lies to her. What an idiot.
I just, like, and, like, there's no time. Like, so we don't really know the timeline other than when he's searching for the toy on Christmas Eve. But, like, I don't know how far back this movie started from Christmas Eve. Like, was it the
I don't,
day
it
prior
felt like
to
it was
Christmas
the,
Eve?
It felt like it was Christmas Eve Eve.
Right, right.
And then,
but it
so
made
like
it, but the, it made it seem like.
But right,
you
exactly
know,
because apparently she had told him to get Turbo Man even before they had this conversation.
Right,
and he just didn't pay attention.
Right,
that's the only way it works because otherwise it's this incredible time jump. But it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's the only way it works is if she had already told him, hey, get Turbo Man. And he's like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, what, you don't think I don't listen? And he doesn't.
Well, and so it's up to that point where we kind of have to get this exposition out of the way. And then Christmas Eve when he's on the hunt for the toy, that's when this movie is good. You know, it's really the nonstop, and this movie's only an hour and a half, right? So,
it moves really nice, yeah.
Right, and so once we get to where he shows up at 9 a.m. at the toy store, which I think they're in Milwaukee. I think that's what I heard. That's the first
time
I've paid attention to that.
No, I want to say they're in Minneapolis because the parade is called the Twin Cities Parade.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
okay.
I think yeah, they're in right. St. Paul, Minneapolis, or whatever it's called.
Anyways, it's got to be the first time a film's been ever set in Minneapolis, but
you might be right.
But I mean, anyways, so when he shows up at the toy store and we are introduced to Sinbad for the first time, and he's this kind of quick talking, kind of stereotypical character for the 90s, where he's essentially the only black actor in this film, and
yeah,
and that's a problem, right? But in the 90s, it wasn't a problem. And so, like, I really felt like a lot of his lines were, you know, somebody told him, hey, you're the only black guy,
so
the only black actor
the
in this
one
film.
I'm thinking of is Rodney King. Rodney King.
Oh, yeah, that yeah. Line. which it's a funny scene. It's a funny scene because he's being mobbed by, like,
right.
three people. And they're trying to get his bouncy ball with a number on it or whatever it was.
Man, I love how ruthless everyone in, like, nobody is nice in this movie. Like,
right.
even the That's other
Christmas
shoppers.
Eve, bro.
Like, get a load of this guy. Do. He's looking for a Turbo Man, and everyone turns around and points and laughs, and everybody's horrible, and when he chases the kid into
was,
the ball pit, and he gets beaten up out of pivot.
What's the guy's name from SNL? Chris Parnell was one of the.
Oh yes, Chris Parnell's in this. Yeah,
I mean, or you know, a young Chris Parnell, and it's a bit part. But it's it's so Sinbad and Schwarzenegger, you know, they go on this race to find this toy, and it is just kind of one stop after the next, and there's little, you know, bit parts in between where Schwarzenegger gets held up by the grumpy cop, and because he knocks his bike over or, you know, whatever he does. And but then it moves. Like he gets stopped for a ticket, and you're like, oh man, you got Sinbad's got him. And then the very next scene is like Schwarzenegger like hauling ass in his car. We don't get any time to think that Schwarzenegger got held back by whatever it was. Let me ask you this: out of all of the chaotic scenes in this film, and my wife, we're watching this movie together today, and she's like, I never realized how stressful this film is. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, it's very anxiety inducing.
Yeah,
and I was like, is that because of all the chaos on screen, or is that because of the time of the year? And she goes, I think it's everything. Is because it is. Once you get to that toy store at 9 a.m. on Christmas Eve, the film is just balls to the wall, nonstop. And so I got what she was saying. I never thought about it like that. I was like, damn, I could see where somebody, an introvert.
Giraffe. Okay.
And, there, if you're an introvert and like you have social anxiety and you don't, you know, which my wife isn't, but I could see where she would make that correlation. And I could see like this film being like, oh my God, let me go take a pill, man. And I never thought about it like that until she said that. And I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah. My favorite scene in the chaos, when you started asking me, is actually when Booster gets his ass kicked. Just because I love the running joke of Booster, no one likes you. And even when Booster gets beat off of the float by Sinbad, all the kids go and beat the shit out of Booster. No one fucking likes you, Booster. I love that running gag. Also, Booster wears a golden Speedo. It's a giant pink wolf and a golden Speedo. Hilarious.
You know, we haven't even mentioned that before we get to the final act of the film, Schwarzenegger's he's run the gamut of trying to get whatever, you know, the Turbo Man doll. And he goes and one of the best scenes in the film, he hears an advertisement on the radio And it's like, oh, who gonna name the eight reindeer, you know, get a Turbo Man doll? And so him and Sinbad fight over a payphone, which is objectively hilarious now. But and then they pull the phone cord out of the phone and they're stuck, and then the guy behind, they're at a diner, and the guy behind the counter goes, hey, he goes, it's only like a block away, man. You can go over there and tell him the answer yourself. And so they race over there. And Schwarzenegger gets to the DJ booth of this radio station, which is on some floor of some high rise, and he kicks the door in and smashes the glass.
I know the other sock.
And I just thought that was hilarious. It's because it's a very 90s
they
thing.
They caused so much damage in the chaos, like of trying to get this toy. Like, there's so much collateral damage to name drop another Arnold movie in this film that it's ridiculous. It's hilariously ridiculous. And there's no reason Arnie shouldn't be going to jail at the end of this film.
Right. The police would have warrants for everybody here, but, you know, and another scene we didn't mention is the Jim Belushi, as Santa.
I liked this, the whole underground selling Turbo Man thing.
Well, and you this know, is it's where not, we get it's knockoff to Turbo Man
and see Big Show. Now, I was surprised.
It's Jim Belushi is great in this.
Yeah, he's basically Jim Belushi. But I was surprised that you clocked and pointed out Big Show, and you're like, hey, man, I'm looking forward to the wrestling corner. I was like, oh, I don't remember a wrestler being in that. And then we got to the Santa thing, and I was like, maybe Goldberg was in this. And I just, oh, no, it's Big Show.
But yeah, no, it's just this film is very it's not a Christmas. It is a Christmas film, but it's a very action-y Christmas film. And so when we get to the third act, where after Schwarzenegger has broken into Phil Hartman's house to steal his Turbo Man doll, and gets busted by Phil Hartman and Rita Wilson.
Can't bench press your way out of this. Great.
Which
line.
I thought another great hilarious line, right?
Phil Hartman line.
And you know, just his wife being like super understanding too, like the most understanding wife in the world.
She gets pushed to the limit. Like, at the point where she does break and gets pissed at him, it's completely reasonable, right? Like,
right.
But the rest of the time she is quite patient.
But his wife and son are going to the annual holiday parade downtown because Turbo Man's going to be the main attraction.
Turbo Man.
And so he goes, he makes this, in the film's probably most redeeming moment, or the character's most redeeming moment, after he punches a reindeer, which was hilarious.
Yeah, he uppercuts that reindeer.
And then
he uppercuts the reindeer.
He
does it at the best moment. It's not even he's ready to take his frustrations out on someone. Like, the things he's been through in the movie, he's ready to take those frustrations out. So he punches an innocent animal. Very good.
And then he dumps beer into its, like, water bowl.
No, they become beer friends. Yeah, good stuff.
And he makes this decision in the film's kind of defining moment that, you know what, he's just gonna go be with his family at the parade. You know, pursuit of the doll be damned. He thinks it's the best thing, which yes, it is, for him to go to the parade. And so he gets down there. And he's like stumbles into like some weird warehouse thing, and everybody's like, "Oh, are you the replacement?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Replacement for what?" And they start just like strapping him to all the Turbo Man stuff. And I thought it was cool. It's because you get first person view a little bit. And then, you know, the big reveal of him in the Turbo Man, which he looks great, honestly.
Well, even Rita Wilson, when he gets down, she's like, oh, Howard.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But like Arnold Schwarzenegger as a superhero looks fantastic, especially with the 90s practical props.
Yeah, that suit kicks ass, man. It still works. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, and the whole scene, like Sinbad's suit was awesome. And
dude, with the water brain. Yeah, so Richard Mull plays the actual character on the TV show, Dementor, which I didn't recognize, so I looked on IMDb. You know who Richard Mull is from Night Court? He was the bailiff in Night Court, the bald guy.
That's how old you are.
That's true. You probably never watched Night Court.
I did not. But anyway, so, you know, Turbo Man has to pick out a kid from the crowd to get the actual Turbo Man doll. And so he's like, oh, this is my chance. Pick my kid, Jamie. And Jamie comes up on stage, and then Sinbad comes, and they have their final battle, which was a lot of high wire, you know, action sequence stuff, which I enjoyed.
How do you feel about Sinbad chasing a child across a rooftop? How good is that? He's endangering a child's life. Incredible.
He is full on villain in this movie. His character, even though we get a little bit of backstory when he's talking to Arnold outside the toy store about how he's just trying to be a good dad, he is full on villain. And it's awesome. Sinbad is great in this. I really enjoyed his performance. I mean, there's some green screen type stuff here that's obviously dated.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. It's the 90s. It's the sort of thing I'm like, that's great. I love that.
Right. But for the most part, a lot of this film works for me as objectively as a film, right? Not just as a Christmas movie that you just throw on and you're just like, oh, man, this is great. It's Christmas time. I'm looking at the tree and wrapping presents, blah, blah, blah. As a action film and as a film, It's got its stuff together when it comes to being entertaining.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed this second watch where it went from being, yeah, that's fine, to I kind of like this. There are moments of the movie that have me that I really like. My favorite of which is when the second pretending it's a bomb. So Sinbad being a mailman, he grabs a package like, this is a bomb. And he does it the first time, and of course it's not a bomb, but the second time it turns out to actually be a bomb, and Sinbad goes, whoa, was that really a bomb? This is a sick world we live in. I love that line. This is really fun. I can't even fault it because of really anything. Like, its shortcomings are the same shortcomings in a lot of these sort of family Christmas films. And it just has the same ones, but there's a lot of laughs. It's goofy. It's fun. It's light. I wouldn't mind watching this every year, right? Which I can't say for a lot of Christmas movies. I don't have a lot of Christmas movies I rewatch. I pretty much just rewatch A Muppet Christmas Carol, and that's it. But I don't think I would mind rewatching this. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, if we're talking like, I don't know if I could put it on a Rushmore of Christmas films, but
big list. I don't know.
Yeah, if Mount Rushmore had six faces, this would probably be
so
one.
Let's
of them.
Let's say we've got six faces.
Okay.
What's your Mount Rushmore?
All right. So we'll go like I talked about last week: Christmas with the Cranks, Elf, Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Scrooged.
Oh, hell yeah. Now you're talking.
Santa Claus, Tim Allen. And this one.
Nice. I don't have that many.
What about you?
Muppet Christmas Carol. Scrooged, I'll put on there because I love it. Of course, both of those being a Christmas Carol. What other Christmas movies? I don't have a lot of Christmas movies I put on. I find I might make Violent Night a reoccurring thing because I really like Violent Night.
Fair.
I don't know. I mean, it's fun. I liked Violent Night. I don't know, man. I guess maybe the Santa Claus. I haven't seen it in years, but oh no, bump all that, scratch that. Okay, what do we say? What were my first two? Christmas Carol, Scrooged, Home Alone 1 and 2.
Oh, Home Alone! I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Home Alone's got to be on there.
Yeah,
I don't care who the fuck you are. Home Alone is on the damn list. It's incredible. My son rewatches it every year, and I don't. I showed it to him once, and he rewatches them both.
At the end of the day, Jingle All the Way for me is one of my top Christmas films. And you know, objectively looking at it, reviewing it for here in the podcast, I found things that you know I really enjoy about this film that I probably wouldn't have thought about had we not watched it. And, you know, obviously there's things. It's a you know, mid-90s film, and so, you know, it does have its problem spots. But for the most part, it holds up. It is, it's a good film. I like it. I enjoyed it. Jeff, would you recommend this one?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it does have a lot of shortcomings. And it might be, and I can't say this for certain, but I do think it might be the worst movie I do recommend. And I think it helps it that it is a Christmas film. It's a fun Christmas film. You can watch it with your family, and it's painless.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think for
that reason that it's just this good time. It being a Christmas film, absolutely, like you said, does help it because it allows. Honestly, it allowed Schwarzenegger to step out of his box a little bit and do something different than he had done before. But I, too, am going to recommend this because it is one of my favorite Christmas films. It is a good time. And, it's got good performances, right? The characters may not be great, but the performances are good. And I just think you can do a whole lot worse when we're talking mid-90s Christmas films. So,
oh, yes, for sure. And I think that, and I can only go by my circles, but I know a lot of people that love this movie, right? And it is one of their annual traditions. Yeah. So I think despite the critical panning and even its actual own shortcomings, I don't think you can sell it short because of how much people really like it. So
I tell you what, Jake Lloyd made some choices, or his agent made some choices in the 90s. Because was it 99 that was
98
episode 1? 98? Yeah, so right, this is probably his film right after this. But Jeff, what are we watching next week?
All right. Well, we're going to close. It is a 5-week month, and that usually means Mark and I jointly select a film and then base our whole theme around it. So we are going to watch the new classic. I'm going to call it an instant classic, Barbie, from this year. And
it is 2023.
Starring Margot Robbie, the Baby Goose, everyone else. Issa Rae. Of Kate McKinnon, everybody's in this movie. Like they didn't tell no to anyone. They're all here.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I've not seen it. You have. And then we next week, after we review that film, we're gonna draft. And we haven't done this episode has been the closest we've done to a holiday episode. But we are actually going to make December a holiday themed month, although I don't think it'll be a running thing, because I honestly, as you can tell by my list of Christmas movies, don't really watch that many Christmas movies. But in order to make it entertaining for me, we're going to do R-rated Christmas movies.
R-rated Christmas movies? Yeah,
means Pirates at Christmas. It needs to be a Christmas movie, and it needs to be rated R. And I really, I'm glad that you're a kindred spirit, someone like me that does not consider Die Hard a Christmas film. I don't want you to pick an R-rated film that happens to be around Christmas. I think Christmas needs to sort of be central to what's happening on screen.
Right.
So
I agree.
There are a lot of options out there, so I don't think either of us have an excuse.
And Jeff will he'll bring his iPad tablet thing with him next
week.
I'm
bringing a laptop, or I'm forgetting one of the two.
So we can actually know what we're drafting.
I'll try to bring both the tablet and the laptop so you can have a screen.
Oh,
that would be nice, yeah. But no promises.
I got rid of my my iPad a long time ago. Anyways, give another shout out to the music this month. The Montreal Canadian band Group Project with their song MCK. They're doing big things. Hit the show notes, get all of their social media account info, give them a like, follow, subscribe. They're doing big things. We appreciate them. And speaking of following, if you want to follow the podcast across social media, you can find us at Movie Draft House. We're on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, right here on YouTube where you're watching us. So hit the subscribe button when it pops up so you don't miss out on any future content. And if you want to follow Jeff on Twitter and tell him, hey, man, you know, Christmas movies aren't so bad. You should watch the Hallmark Channel once a while.
Hell no.
You can find him Podcast by Jeff.
Don't go there and don't tell me that. I don't want to do it. But if you want to get in touch with Mark and tell him to put the cookie down, you can do that at I Heard You Liked on Twitter.
Yeah. Jeff, do we have any words of wisdom?
Put the cookie down. I was going to use put the cookie down, but then I used it already.
Shot it, you know, premature.
Yep. It happens. Kissing in your marble down the kitchen. You left for the week and asked me if I missed you. You went to the beach and sent me bikini pictures, but my oh my. Someone to take out every weekend, and I'll always write you letters, but I'll never press send. You can let me down easy, but I'm still gonna pretend that I've got options, but all my eggs are in your basket. Like you've got this secret code and I just cannot seem to crack it. She loves it when I chase her like that soda for your vodka. I can't wait to say I've got you while we're kissing in your marble counter kitchen. She just looking for a best friend. I'm looking for someone to take out every weekend, and I'll always write you letters, but I'll never press send. You can let me down easy, but I'm still gonna pretend that I've got options, but all my eggs are in your basket. Like you got this secret code and I just cannot seem to crack it. She loves it when I chase her like that soda for your vodka. I can't wait to say she just looking.